Hey, thank you all for hanging with me through the book of Revelation. We are at Thursday, and our reading is Revelation 10 and 11. Now, chapter 10 starts, and from chapter 10 to the start of chapter 11, there's another interlude, kind of like in chapter 7, between the sixth and seventh seals. This is kind of a pause that give details of events that happen between the sixth and seven trumpets. So in chapters 10 and 11, we see an angel with a little scroll and two witnesses at the beginning of chapter 11. Now the angel is possibly, or maybe even likely, Jesus. And it mentions that this is a little scroll. So this makes it distinguished differently than the scroll that we've already opened, right? The other scrolls were to be opened, and this scroll is to be, as strange as it sounds, eaten. The angel shouts that there will be no more delay, and many believe that this is when the Antichrist is coming to power. We're about halfway through the seven-year tribulation, about 3.5 years in at this point in time. John here is told to eat the book that the angel has, and John is told to go tell everyone, and that's kind of what we see him do the rest of the book of Revelation. So over to chapter 11, this interlude continues at the beginning of the chapter. John is told to measure the temple, and he's told that Jerusalem is going to be trampled on for 3.5 years, which is the last half of the tribulation. And some believe that a new temple will be built in Jerusalem leading up to the start of the tribulation. And that'll be interesting to see if we start seeing a new temple go up in Jerusalem during our lives. Others think that this trampling of Jerusalem may refer to the period of time before the temple was destroyed in AD 70. But the worshipers described here are two men and, the worshipers that we're going to see here are a group of people who may be people who accept Christ after the rapture, or if the Christians are still on earth, whoever's remaining, these would be the faithful people mentioned here. And then there's two witnesses. And these two witnesses prophesy during this 3.5 year time, this last 3.5 years. And nobody knows for sure who these men are. Maybe Elijah and Moses, who are brought back to life. Remember, Elijah never died, but was taken up to heaven in a chariot. And Moses obviously was protected somehow and was there at the mountain of Transfiguration with Peter, James, and John with Jesus. Anyways, these witnesses, whomever they are, God will bring them and protect them for 3.5 years, and they will be given powers to make bad things happen and to even start a plague. They will eventually be attacked and killed by the beast, and this is the first time we hear about the beast, which is the Antichrist. He will kill them in Jerusalem. It says the place where Jesus was crucified, and they'll lay in the streets for 3.5 days. Interesting that this is similar to the amount of time that Jesus was in the grave, and burial will be refused. People will mock them, and they will be resurrected and go to heaven with everyone watching them. And when I read this, I thought about when people watched Jesus ascend into heaven after his resurrection. And then there's a violent earthquake, yet another violent earthquake, and this marks the end of the sixth trumpet. Now, there are some different beliefs regarding the rest of the chapters of Revelation, but the seventh trumpet sounds, and many Bible experts think that chapters 12 through the beginning of chapter 19 run concurrently with chapters 6 through 11. So as you're reading 12 to 19, or the beginning of 19, think about how that may run concurrently with chapters 6 through 11 when the trumpets sounded. So the worship service that John sees in chapter 11 may be the same one that he experiences in chapter 19. So just something to kind of take note of as we move forward here, coming up tomorrow as we head into chapter 12.